This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No. Real quick. They were on Hard Knocks that year. Back in 2019, I want to say it was. So that was 6 years ago. God, I can't believe it's been 6 years. We were at the old building at the time. Hard Knocks. He comes in on a hot weather balloon. What is going on? Hot air balloon. Weather balloon. What do I call it? Weather balloon. Hot air balloon. He comes with his son, Antonio Brown. What the hell's going on? Is this the Wizard of Oz?
Do you remember the line he had when he was in the balloon?
No,
it was like float like a butterfly, sting like A, B, because he's A, B.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
You have been shooting, like, you're throwing a perfect game the last 2 months.
So he comes in on a hot air balloon with his kids. Not enough hot air, clearly, because his feet were frozen. And then I remember the feet were frozen, we had Bill Romanowski on our airways for the football hour back then. I think it was with Papa and Bonte, talking about, hey, A, B, come hang out with me. We'll get your feet right. We'll fix your feet. Everything will be okay. Okay. So we had Romanowski talking about it. We had him not showing up, but when he was at training camp, he balled out and he just destroyed everyone because that's what AB does. He'll show up and play well if he's going to like show up at all. That was the problem. So he doesn't show up. Then he goes out the GM, Mike Mayock, who was, by the way, on television just a couple months prior.
He was doing Notre Dame football games.
He was on NFL Network as their, you know, Mel Kiper. So he's doing that. Now he's the Raiders GM. And he had to get held back. AB had to get held back, as Sam alluded to, by Vontaze Burfict, of all people. He looked like a choir boy who's one of the nastiest players in the history of the sport. AB calls Mayock a cracker. And then that's the rest of that. You got John Gruden pleading with AB on the phone as AB's recording the entire conversation, which is illegal in the state of California without his consent, recording it. Gruden's pleading, please just stop and play football, man. What's going on? Eventually, he posts it on this weird social media video that his team puts out there, that it's the Raiders against him. And when we all know it's AB versus everyone else, that is easily the craziest saga.
Okay, that's crazy.
I've ever seen.
I read you this one? I don't think you guys weren't alive or didn't know, didn't watch. Blazers Warriors 2002. I'm telling you, this is what the article says on ESPN. Following a brawl that started seconds after the Portland Trailblazers win by 2 against Golden State on Friday night, Antoine Jameson said the Blazers have a lot of hotheads. We don't like each other. We don't dislike each other. In a close game, there's a lot of emotions. Guys go over the top. Rasheed Wallace won the game on a difficult turnaround, and Bonzi Wells and Chris Mills were battling for position and got tied up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Bonzi Wells and Chris Mills are going at it, and everyone starts fighting. Fans throw gum or something from the stands, and Rasheed Wallace, as he's going toward the tunnel, tries to run into the stands, and the next thing you know, he's being held back by security, and fans are being held back by security. Chris Mills tries to go into the locker room of the Blazers after the game, is denied access to the locker room. Goes in front of the team bus. This is in the article.
Oh, my God.
And is blocking the team bus from leaving. Then I talk to Steiny in the green room, and Steiny goes, he walks up to me, and I'm giving a Steiny story. He goes, I want you to write this down. Bonzi Wells is a punk. Capital P, capital U, capital N, capital K. Punk. You make sure you write that.
And Steiny, I'm sure, did. So there you go. He remembered it to this day. That was
23 years ago. Old school Troy Murphy, Golden State Warriors back in the day. The Jailblazers were crazy.
We're talking about craziest moments in Bay Area sports history because we've had so many of them. I don't think we realize here how blessed we are as a region to have some of the stories.
How about 925? Jordan Bell, Candlegate.
Oh, my God. Dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I really want to know what his like thought process was when he bought that candle on Mike Brown's card. Like, I really want to know like what the prank was supposed
that
to be
duck
there.
Can buy. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. God. Sam, for a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance Studio. Hit us up on YouTube with some of your craziest stories.
What are the chances the A's and Giants meet in the World Series?
Oh my God!
Now, what are the chances the A's and Giants meet in the World Series and an earthquake happens?
Oh my God.
Whoa, the game is about to start.
Game one, right? Was it game one?
Game three.
No, they're already up 2-0 from Oakland going to game three. You know what's crazy about that? My brother was born the next day after it happened.
No way.
Yeah, the aftershocks happened. It was craziness because it had reverberations everywhere. And this was down in Monterey, obviously. And even they were having problems. It was the whole thing was just insane. Those two teams and franchises, for that to happen in the way it was, insanity. I wasn't even alive then. I came along 4 years later, but that's
I was playing
still
in the front yard.
Yeah.
The game was on the radio. We were playing right in the front yard. I'll never forget it. The whole block went whoop and it just rolled. It was insane.
Famously, Al Michaels on the call with Tim McCarver back then doing the World Series game. Craziness.
My dad was at that game too.
Really?
Yeah, he was there. Him and my uncle were there.
Wow.
And my uncle would always brag that he was bringing beer back to the seats when it hit and he didn't spill a drop of beer.
I mean, what about Alden story. Smith? Driving drunk from San Francisco all the way back to San Jose, gets arrested, gets released. He's still hammered. All of you. And the Niners play him 24 hours later.
You know what? There's crazy.
Remember that?
No, there's that. There's so many. Barrett Robbins in the Super Bowl.
I mean, that one.
MIA. Gone. The writing was on the wall then that the Raiders were going to get absolutely destroyed. But losing your center? Like, come on, man. Insanity has happened here in the Bay Area. You mentioned that. All of it. The A's in the early 70s fighting each other in the clubhouse, hating each other in the midst of a three-peat. Like, they were called the swinging A's for multiple reasons because they hit the long ball. Plus, they punched each other in the face. Like, all of it. It's insanity. It really is.
If I say the name Antonio Bryant, does that ring a bell to anyone?
Kinda. Refresh my memory.
Niner wide receiver. It was like 05 or 06. Doing like 120 in a Lambo. Gets arrested and then wants to fight the police.
Oh, my God.
Did he win? Career done.
Did he win?
I mean, you think I'm making this up?
Did he win?
I bet you it's like 05, 06, something like that. And I actually liked Antonio Bryant. I was like, yeah, he could be the one.
Antonio Bryant.
He's a competitor.
He's a competitor.
Someone's texting this one. And how about when Samardzija?
Oh my
Samardzija
God!
Ended.
Strickland Harper. That was the anniversary of that was yesterday. Actually,
and what happened in that one? So there was a fight, and then Morse and Samardzija were running out there. Who hit who?
No. Let me.
The funniest part, real quick, Sam, was Bryce Harper trying to throw his helmet, and it looked like 50 Cent thrown out the first pitch. It looked like 50 Cent throw out the first pitch when Bryce Harper with helmet. It like skidded away. Like he shanked the ball.
No,
he
that
didn't even throw the helmet
Hunter
at Strickland.
No, that whole thing, like there was that whole aspect. Yeah, Bryce throwing the helmet, absolutely whiffing. All the hair that collided, because I think it was Jason Wirth, Michael Morris, and Jeff Samardzija all collided in the middle of the field. You just see like this sea of hair erupt out of this. And the best part for me was just Buster Posey standing off to the side, just watching it, just like, guys, come on. What are we doing? Just completely leaving Hunter Strickland alone against Harper out there. Oh, my God. That was one of the wildest Memorial Day baseball games ever.
I mean, I'm getting one as a 5-1-0. I was at the house party where Alden Smith got stabbed.
Oh, my God. I don't want to laugh because it's serious stuff.
Alden is involved in so many different
things. Listen, there's some serious things.
He had a house party. I heard about a house party he had in San Jose where they were burning furniture in the backyard.
Oh, my God.
He ran his car into someone's tree in their front yard.
Dude, he's...
And then the Raiders picked him up.
And you know what's crazy? I thought he was going to be one of the greatest defensive linemen of all time.
He's forever a Raiders legend because he like injured Ben Roethlisberger and had to have like season ending like surgery or something like that.
Joe, famously, the night that the Transformer blew at Candlestick, remember when the lights went out at Candlestick, the Transformer just blew? It was Steelers, Niners.
Monday Night Football.
He had like 5 or 6 sacks. I was like, there's no better defensive player I've ever seen in my life.
He was lights out.
That's Sean A. Sean Merriman.
I'll never forget the Transformer blowing out a Candlestick on a Monday night game. It's like, maybe we do need a new stadium.
Maybe.
See, I remember they had the blimp shot that captured the actual explosion. That
was
actually pretty cool.
I was at the game, so I don't remember seeing that.
Oh, no, they showed it on the broadcast afterwards. You see, like, they have, like, the Transformer. It's, like, maybe a half mile away from the stadium. There's just, like, this giant, like, light blue ball just erupts out of nowhere. And then you see the stadium go dark. It was kind of actually cool to see, like, on the blimp view.
I remember we were all in a dark stadium, like, What just happened?
We've had some of the craziest things happen. Like, we're going, like, next level, like, serious stuff. But also, I mean, just, it doesn't even have to be from a Bay Area athlete. It could just be here in the Bay that it's happened. I think of the J.R. Smith play.
Wow.
He forgot the score and time and everything.
Pointing.
And it's one of the all-time, like, what the hell did I just watch? We had it here on our airwaves. Jim Barnett and Tim Roy just flabbergasted. What did he just do? One of the all-time performances from LeBron, and the series was over because JR had the most boneheaded play I've ever seen in my life. But we've touched on a little bit.
The pick of the sticks, one of the greatest plays of all time, to end the Candlestick, to have that particular play happen.
Yeah.
I always think that was crazy. I mean, they were on the brink of not making the playoffs.
No, that's a great one.
Matt Ryan was about to go in for a touchdown. I'll never forget that. I know we've kind of forgotten about it.
We're talking the craziest moment, the play, right? Like Stanford Cal, the band is out on the
no
field.
No doubt.
What the hell is happening?
Derek Jeter in the playoffs.
Oh, don't. Why'd
you? I know Giambi. I know you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
R.I.P. Jeremy Giambi. But God, he was still safe. If I had instant replay back there, to hell with Derek Jeter. Okay, overrated in my opinion. Overrated. Yeah, I said it.
We were talking about great moments, you know, and I was talking like, I know we've forgotten. Kaepernick did throw for 300 and run for 200 against the Green Bay Packers in the final ever Candlestick playoff game.
He did.
And it's one of the greatest games no one ever talks about anymore.
888-957-9570.
He was unreal. My boy Rock, he threw a pick to start the game. Right away. Boom, pick. My boy Rocco and me were sitting next to him. My brother was there. We had a whole crew. Rocco turns to me. I'm not joking. 3 plays into the game, he goes, he could run for 200 today. I go, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, that end has no idea what's coming on the RPO. And he was right. Kaepernick's still running to this day, and that end still doesn't know if Gore has it or Kaepernick has it. Kaepernick was unreal in that game. I think the Packers put up 35. Look that game. We dropped like 45. They put up like 35.
Clay Matthews got absolutely just destroyed in that game. That's what I remember. He was on an island multiple times, just out in no man's land, trying to stop Colin Kaepernick running.
He was ridiculous.
Good luck. He's a gazelle. When he was running out there, he was literally, for everything we wanted Trey Lance to be, Like, in those moments, that Colin Kaepernick, he was what I think a lot of Niners fans saw. But maybe, Trey, they thought was going to be a better thrower of the football, as we go thrower of the football. But we forget, Cap had some touch. He had a cannon.
Dude, people just forget. I'm being real with you. Cap is one of the great playoff players of all time. And he went into New Orleans and had, I mean, like, just in general, like the playoffs. So, but what in Carolina against a Carolina team that had the defensive player of the year in Luke Kuechly, and they dismantled them. And Cam was at the height of his powers.
Right.
All right. He beat Aaron Rodgers multiple times. One time in the frozen tundra, yep, where he was dominant in the final 2 minutes, 3 minutes of that game. Yep. He was throwing dimes to Michael Crabtree. The Green Bay game I referenced. Down 17-3 to Atlanta in Atlanta, where Crabtree fumbled at the goal line. Okay? He was spectacular.
You forgot in New England, too.
Well, that was a regular season.
That was a regular season.
Yeah. Against Tom Brady, well, the Patriots in the hail.
The Patriots almost came back in that game.
He threw one of the hardest balls I've ever seen ever to, I believe it was Crabtree, who just like came up, grabbed it, turned, gone. Dude, I'm telling you, I know it ended horribly. Kaepernick was ridiculous. And every one of us thought, oh my God, this guy's a Hall of Famer. At one point.
888-957-9570. Joe, we're going to be debuting a new segment here in about 14 minutes. So we're going to be doing this daily going forward. It's going to be, it's an oldie but a goodie. People know this. All right, well, you don't have to overthink it. But 888-957-9570, 14 minutes. This or that. And it's going to be a different topic, different, it could be anything really too. It could be a variety of things. It could be sports related. It could be non-sports related. It could be food related.
I'll give you an example.
Give me all the examples. How about
I'll
that?
I'll give you an example. So we want you to blindly get online. 888-957-9570. We will ask something as simple as this. Like, here's a couple examples. I give you $10. You're at a baseball game. Hot dog or hamburger?
Okay.
All right. Duke or North Carolina? You know, if someone answers North Carolina, that says something about them. If they answer Duke, that says something about them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. At bat for your life, Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron?
Oh. Or Barry Bonds.
You could go that way, yeah, right? It's this or it's that, but we're not going to tell you what it is. We want you to get in line. If you think you know sports, this is your chance. Come on in. These are fun, evergreen sports topics. And during a dead period of time, I just think these are great. Like, great example. Joe, I give you a ticket. Old Yankee Stadium or Lambeau?
Ooh, that's fun. Probably Old Yankee Stadium.
Here's one of my favorite ones. Food. You can only pick one. Chinese or Mexican?
Oh, that's easy. It's a layup. It's just the easiest. That's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. How about that?
Chinese is so, like, it's so good the next day as leftovers. It's the best.
We're in California, Joe.
I'm just saying. I love me some Chinese food.
I love our neighbors to the south. As we say, neighbors to north of Canada. No, our neighbors to the south. It's Mexico, baby. Let's come on. Burrito. I could eat a burrito every single. If I had to eat one food for the rest of my life, it could be a burrito every single meal.
What if I asked you something like this? Pie or cake?
Actually, sneakily, you know what I did growing up, Joe? I like that question. I had birthday pie instead of cake for my. People might say that's unhinged behavior. That's craziness. No, I enjoy.
It's a little sketch.
I like pie. Blackberry cobbler with some ice cream on the side. That's what we did. Yeah. All yeah. Right. See, Carter knows what I'm talking about.
We could go even as deep as this. Which loss hurt more? Game 7, 2016, Warriors, overtime against the Chiefs.
See, these are great examples. And this is what this or that is all about. We're going to have one every single day going forward. 888-957-9570. We haven't given out the topic yet, so start lining them up right now. In the meantime, I do want to go to John and Burlingame because he has a crazy story.
Oh, give it to me.
We're talking also crazy Bay Area sports stories because there's been so many of them. John is in Burlingame. Good morning, John.
Hey, how you doing, guys? This one's hilarious, actually. 1979, Johnny LeMaster, a.k.a. Johnny Disaster, wearing Boo on the back of his jersey and gets fined a total of $500.
I love that.
That's
one.
That's pretty good.
He used to get booed a lot.
That's next level trolling that I actually appreciate, which would actually, Johnny LeMaster sounds like he'd be perfect for the social media era right now. That'd go viral. It'd be great. I love that. And do they have like who has the ghost of Johnny LeMaster or something? That's like I think that's an account, right? for the Giants. They're like one of like, or the sons of Johnny LeMaster. That's what it was, not the ghost. I think he's still alive. So
for some reason, I do this name recognition thing. So if you say Johnny LeMaster, I immediately think of, and it's, you know, 7 or 8 years later, Bob Brindley playing third base, even though he wasn't a third baseman, making four errors and then hitting two home runs and one of them to win the game. I don't know why, but like this is old Giants, 80s and 70s. My brain just goes there.
Are we missing any crazy moments that we haven't brought up? 888-957-9570.
Pablo hitting three home runs in the World Series.
I mean, that was just cool.
That was cool. But no, no.
Against the, at the time, the best pitcher on the planet.
No.
In the World Series, in game one.
No, he's the best pitcher of the last
season. And it hadn't been done since freaking the Babe.
Justin Verlander.
Actually, Pujols did it the year before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he did do that. That was pretty great. Yeah, at home. That was pretty cool. But you know what? Sandoval's not the level of Pujols, which made him more special. So continue.
Well, if I'm gonna jump in with mine. We kind of mentioned it already. As I keep noodling over this, I keep coming back to Tom Cable punching that assist that one time. Dude, like, Bay Area, first off, we have an incredible roster of punches, chokes, and kicks here. But for me, that one is just like, you just slap an assistant during a meeting. It's just, when you talk about Raider dysfunction, the guy who Al Davis put in there, shoehorned in there to get rid of Lane Kiffin, it just, nothing seemed to signify Raider dysfunction of the 2000s than that whole Tom Cable thing. That was just peak, better, what are we doing here?
Is that better than Monte lying and then initially, you know, telling the truth and then getting suspended for 30 games because, yeah, he was on a moped and he completely wrecked his ankle?
And he was injured during that entire suspension, so it didn't matter.
The dirt bikes and the mopeds, what are these guys doing?
Motorcycles.
Yeah, what are we doing around here?
What was Bumgarner's rodeo name?
Oh, Mason Saunders.
Mason Saunders. Tom Cable, by the way.
He was doing rodeos under a nickname.
As we go, like, best friends and all that, like, my best friend Keenan, he always said Tom Cable. Whenever he looked at him, he was like, God, Joe, you think he makes a really good steak? Just looks like every time he looked at Tom Cable, could probably cooks a mean one on the Weber grill, right? By the way, Tom Cable leaves the Raiders, and what does he do? Goes on to win a Super Bowl with the Seahawks as their offensive line coach.
Of course he does.
That's what he does, right? That's just what happens in the Bay Area.
Seahawks or Chiefs, always one of those two.
It's always one. Always a fun game, right? And we have Bonte coming up in 38 minutes. I'm sure he has some crazy stories. Oh, by the Draymond Green going at him after the game. That was pretty good. That's pretty. We have the drops from it. I'm sure he's not going to want to use that.
It's always a fun game.
It's always a fun game. Shocked you talking to me.
That's a good moment. That's a fun one. Draymond Green is good. I mean, the guy's got a YouTube compilation. He's the spinning backhand on Nurkic. The kick to the groin on Steven Adams. Like,
he's the modern Charles Haley. Because, like, we're talking about all these, like, I think of Charles Haley having to be held back by Ronnie Lott, who was on the Raiders when he was trying to go at George Seifert.
Yeah.
So the Niners are playing the Raiders down in the Coliseum, I believe, at the time. And Ronnie's on the Raiders, and they have to call Ronnie over at halftime to come into the locker room to hold back Charles Haley from swinging on George Seifert. And then I had heard many different versions. I heard Charles peed into the convertible of a teammate.
My God.
But I had also heard he peed into the convertible of the owner. So I don't know what to believe.
Oh, my God. 888-957-9570.
See, Charles, like, I know, like, Charles was crazy.
Yes. There's so many crazy people here in the Bay. But
my favorite story was when Bonte and my buddy Rocco, they went to the NFC Championship game with us, with me and my dad down in L.A. And Bonte's like, we were down so bad. I turned around, I hit the corner. Charles Haley was hunched over and he was sad. And I had to cheer up Charles Haley. And I'm like, I don't think young people understand the sentence you just said.
It's just
Bonte and Rocco had to cheer up Charles Haley from how sad he was because Jimmy Garoppolo and Shanahan blew a 10-point lead in SoFi Stadium in the NFC Championship game.
Much like Vontaze Burfict holding back Antonio Brown.
That's what I'm saying.
Ryan on 880 before you hit the break. Ryan's got, obviously, I think we mentioned this one, but we can discuss it again. Ryan, good morning. You're on Spinola and Chaska. What's that crazy story you want to talk about in Bay Area sports history?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm talking about the earthquake at the World Series. I wasn't there personally, but everybody in the Bay Area definitely felt it, and everyone can definitely say, hey, I know where I was when that happened.
Uh-huh.
And with it being with the World Series, I think everybody in the nation kind of can remember that and can kind of feel it too, being like, hey, I know where I was when that happened, even though I wasn't there. So I just think as a nation and everybody feeling it, it was just a really big, crazy thing, not with anybody personally, but just everybody as a whole just being able to witness it.
Yeah, that was...
It was a moment for America. Everyone stopped what they were doing because the World Series, and then the feed goes down.
It's
and
crazy.
Then you go to ESPN, obviously, famously, you had Bob Lee there, who was a longtime fixture, and Chris Berman, who obviously was a huge Giants fan from the East Coast days, but he was there on assignment. Both those guys talking about it, the footage of the bridge collapsing. Like, it was crazy, and like we're laughing about stuff like that. That was scary. Like,
of course. I'm sure,
like, that was frightening for a lot of people. And the fact that the World Series is going on at the time is just kind of a footnote in all of it. And it was those two teams. Like, it could have been like it could have been the Giants
versus someone else, for example,
or it could have been like, or the Giants playing the Yankees or the A's playing someone, and that happened in the Bay still at the time.
Yeah,
like it's crazy.
But
right?
The fact that they were playing each other,
like, what are the odds of that?
Well, and as a Giants fan, I'm like, and they got to pitch Dave Stewart twice, four games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.